Deuteronomy 14:23 says, the purpose of tithing is to teach you and me to put God first in our life. Huh? We return our tithe to God because it belongs to Him. Tithing helps us to put Him first in our lives because our hearts always follow and attach to our money. Mm-hmm. Amen. For where your treasure, Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If his money is not there, his heart's not there. Come on, somebody talk to me. I don't care how much you tell me you love me. I don't care how much you tell me you'll never leave me. I don't care how much you tell me this and that. If your money ain't there, honey, you ain't there. Your heart is not there. Wherever your money is, your treasure, that's where your heart is. Glory to God. See, God doesn't want us to be fooled. Because people will do a lot of things, say a lot of things, but actually coming down to do something tells you where their heart's at. And so it is true in the church. Where our treasure is where our heart is. Uh-huh. Are you still there? Tithing is about trust and lordship. It's a step of faith that teaches us to trust God and His ways, knowing that His ways come with promise and blessing. Our ways have a little bit here or there, but I need His ways. I need His promises. I don't need your promises. I thank God for your promises, but I mean God's promises. His promise, He cannot lie. You may go back on your promise. Come on. Don't shout me down now. I'm preaching real good. Amen. Brother Hagin used to say, I thank God for your promises, but you're a man. But God's not a man that He should lie. You may not be able to keep your promise for whatever reason, your commitment, your pledge. But God, if God makes a covenant, you can take it to the bank. Huh? You can take it to the bank. The bank of heaven. Glory to God. He arabosa. It's about trust and lordship. Yeah. Malachi 3:8-12. Is the promise. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And they shall call you blessed. I'll rebuke the devourer. When I hear people pray saying, I rebuke the devourer, you can't rebuke the devourer. You can, but it's God who ultimately rebukes the devourer. You can't watch your money all the time at Bank of America. You can't sit there and be back there where it's all at. It ain't there anyway. They use it for other things. But if you go, they're supposed to give it back to you. Amen. He says, I'll rebuke the devourer. That's His promise. I'll watch your money. I'll make sure they don't steal it. We had a little problem the other day, and I didn't know. How many know when you get blindsided by something, it kind of, oh, Lord, help us. But the Lord came through and rebuked the devourer. My beautiful wife, our first lady, made a payment with something she was doing for the, oh, BRW, her business. And she has four accounts, and mine's at the last one. Well, she must have been burned that day or going through a lot or stressed. She gave them my account. Thank you very much, sweetheart. I love you. 500 big ones. I had just paid the mortgage. Thank God it went through. So I tried to use my debit card. It was just good here a little while ago. And now they're saying no. No. Uh-oh. We got problems. Houston, there's a problem. So I call them. They say, well, Barclay says they got $500. I said, I gave them a payment for $40, not $500. They said, well, you got to call Barclay. Okay, I'll call Barclay. Barclay confirms. Now, that's all we got is your $40. I said, I called back Bank of America. I said, hey, listen. They said all they show is $40. Somebody's got my $500. So they give me to a lady named Virginia. She's going to try to make me wait till the next day. But God worked. He rebuked the devourer. Just as she was going to tell me I had to call back the next day till it posts, she said, well, I'll get you over to the fraud anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Because I found out later that if you catch them in the same day, they'll put it all back in the same day. You don't have to go through the hoops. You still get it back, but how many know we need some money the same day? Took all my money and they overdrew me. $36. Come on. So I was praising God. And then she got me over to the lady named Jenny in Florida. These people are all over the United States, you know. Some of them are over in the Philippines, and that can be a real challenge. What'd you say? I'm not prejudiced or anything, but I can't understand you. Jesus, help me. Jenny got on the phone. Love Jenny. Amen. Jenny worked it all out. She says, we're putting it right back in there because you got it in the same day. I said, well, thank you very much. You are a great person. I didn't tell her I loved her, but it's close. Love what she did. I get home later that day. I try to mention it to the wife. She says, oh, my God. $500? I said, yeah, $500. She said, oh. She said, I just made a payment for $500. I said, well, ain't that a coincidence? When your wife tells you that, it's more than a coincidence. You've got to guarantee it. Mark it down. Okay, that's enough of my business. Hallelujah. She got it straightened out. I said all that to tell you, when he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, that is the example. He's watching over my money because I watch over his money. I honor him with what belongs to him. He takes care of what belongs to me because I can't be there 24/7. And how many know people will steal your money? And I'm not down on the banks, but they have a thing that says they never make a mistake, but they do. And once they start making a mistake, they like to keep it up. Once they get money out of your account, whoo! And then I found out my card was compromised. So now I still couldn't use a debit card because I don't have a debit card. I keep calling them. I give them my last four numbers. That don't work. Give us your last four. Something ain't right here. They say, okay, you want to activate your card? I said, if I had a card, but it's a lady on an automated thing. What are you going to do? Hey, I ain't got a card. How am I going to activate the card? We got to straighten up. Aren't you glad God is watching over your stuff? Ooh, God, everything lasts longer. Everything goes further. When God says, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake, that's his promise. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Did it say we're going to go through some things? Yeah, we go through some things. I don't want to tell you all my business, but not everything came out that good one time. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How many of you ever had thought you were someplace and you weren't there? Thought you had that and you didn't have it. Yeah, that happened to me here a couple months ago. Cost me $350. Oh, man. That was almost as bad as that dog with that bag of macadamias. It cost me $600. That's the most expensive bag of macadamias I told you I ever bought in Hawaii. And what was worse, they were garlic. That's the two worst things a dog can eat. My dog hadn't got a bit of sense. He'd eat anything. You put your hand, your arm down there too long, he'd eat that. $600. My God, I had to rob Bank of America to get it, to get him out of jail. No, I didn't. Don't turn me in. I'm not a bank robber. Somebody had just handed me $400 that night, I think it was, or that morning, for something I thought, easy come, easy go. Hard come, easy go. They kept coming out of that veterinary's office talking about, well, we got to take some x-rays and maybe the liver's damaged. And I said, well, hey, what about my liver? You know what I mean? What about me? What about my pocket? That's damaged. First bill was $400 something. Now it's up to $600. I said, don't make me put the dog down now. I love my dog. But again, I thank God that he had it there. All I had to do was take a couple hundred, which I happened to have at that moment. But how many know you hate to have to do that? For years, I wouldn't pay a dollar for a dog or a cat. Oh, my God, what? I've seen people spend money on animals and their family go hungry. Go hungry? You better cook that dog. You better barbecue him right now. My family's going to eat. Just grind it up, make some hot dogs. I don't care. It's a dog anyway. Let's make some hot dogs. I know animals are special and they're important, and people would do. I got to get out of that too. Woo. Jesus, help me. Give me wisdom. How many know that was an attack of the devil? I did it. First Lady got everything that was old and put it all together. I gave it all to him, but the enemy took advantage of it. I get up for men's breakfast Saturday morning. The dog is laying at the front door, can't get up. Its back hind end is paralyzed. First Lady is out of town. I said, this is not good. Back end paralyzed, that's never a good sign. That means usually you got to put them down. I said, now how's that going to look? First Lady comes back, her dog's dead. I think I'm going to hide for a while, I'm going to leave for a little bit. It's not going to be good. See, it's the enemy. But he rebukes the devourer for our sake. Sometimes it'll cost us a little bit, a lot. But God is able to make it up to us. Amen. God's able to make it up to us. I'm still complaining about it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to complain to you all about it. But I've talked more than one time about that expensive bag of macadamians. Amen. I'll never forget that bag. If I ever buy another macadamian in that island, you will. I may go over there and burn them up. I don't know. I may throw them all in the ocean. Those macadamians. And garlic. Don't bring your garlic. Oh, my. I love garlic, but not that. Ooh. Okay. Hallelujah.